What you see here is a few point spot emitters of generalized waves, and each wave frontier here is a certain amplitude. Okay, so basically imagine the whole thing fills space here. No reflections, just pure space, idealized space, yeah? Like, and we just calculated a cube out of this universum, yeah? So, how would it look like if we see amplitudes from, let's say, of the value 7 till 7.5, yeah? Only those will be shown, and shown a little bit transparently so that you can look through, so that you can see the whole thing in real 3D. Maybe you know the concepts of that we used from ray tracing from computers, like 3D Studio Max and so on, they all use it. So you cast a ray, you look through the cube that you calculate, and you look which wave frontiers do I actually see, and how and through which can I actually see through. So this is the result that you see here. It's we finally get a picture in 3D. Usually you see these wave patterns in science books or in whatever as a 2D representation. Like you see the sine wave and so on, yeah? And you have that usually when you talk about radio, classical radio. You see only the 2D pictures, yeah? But actually what we have is something like 3D. And here what's missing is reflections, refractions, bending, yeah, the refractions, diffractions, like if you have something in the atmosphere which scatters the wave. There's lots of physical effects involved, and it's extremely complicated to calculate, so we did the very simple calculations only, but still you get a good picture of how it actually looks in 3D.